History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
It's B96, Logan Carla Mornings. Carla is quitting.
I'm quitting and there's nothing you can do to stop me.
Okay, we need to stop you right there. Why are you quitting?
I'm quitting because I'm uncomfortable. I'm quitting because I'm unconfident. And I'm quitting because everyone around me is judgmental.
Okay, we should probably give context. What are you quitting?
I want to quit running.
You want to quit running? But Carla, you've been doing so good.
You do so well.
You don't know that.
You know what? Let me tell you how far Carla has come. 2 years ago, Carla had never ran. She thought that every single run, whether it was a 1K, a 3K, a 5K, a 10K, or a marathon, she thought every run was called a marathon.
I thought that.
Oh my God.
I remember I was like feeling like running a few marathons this year, and I posted it on my story on Instagram, and I got like 50 people that were like, congratulations, this is going to be so, and I was like, why are you so excited
I'm doing the hot chocolate run.
Yeah. I'm doing the Meet at 5K. What are you talking about?
Well, and then by last year, by last June, you did the Bank of America Chicago Half Marathon.
I did.
Like, it's pretty impressive, the trajectory, and now this year you intend to do the half and the full.
Correct.
But now you want to quit.
Intended.
Okay.
Intended.
What's going on?
Okay, so in order to train, because I can't get myself to like run by myself, I was like, oh, I'm just going to join like a run club.
Right.
And so I have tried out a few run clubs throughout the city, like multiple. And the best way that I can describe how I feel when I'm there is just uncomfortable. Like, I don't feel good when I'm there.
But they're, like, all, like, social and happy. That's what they say on Instagram.
Right.
I've never been.
I think. I'm not saying that they're not, because I don't want to bash them. They're having fun. Mm-hmm. I'm not having fun.
Why are you uncomfortable? I don't understand. Like, is it that you don't know the people? Is it that they have cliques?
Both.
Okay.
I'm like, getting hives on my chest, because it makes me so uncomfortable. Like, I think that they've all been running with each other for a long time, so they know each other, and they're all friends, and it's just this, like, whole...
Do you, like, show up and you don't know who to talk to?
Basically. But, like, my friend will take me with her, and I'll talk to her, and, like, she's introduced me to her friends. I'm so unconfident that even when people she's introduced me to before come say hello, my first thought is, oh, is this a pity hello?
Oh, no, Carla.
One of the days, they were like, if it's your first time here, you should say hello and say your name and, you know, what your goal is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And this is so embarrassing. I'm a person that talks to millions of people every day.
Yeah.
Okay? I did beauty pageants. I host music festivals in front of, like, thousands of people.
Right.
And you clammed up.
My friend, I'm starting to know. My friend had to, this is so embarrassing. Imagine this. Had to physically push me.
To go introduce yourself?
To go introduce, like, literally, wow. I was like, no, I swear I don't want to swear. And she literally pushed me.
Wow.
And then I said, I'm Carla, I live in South Loop, and I just, like, want to run a marathon.
Oh my
gosh. Who is this mousy person?
What? I made eye contact with no one.
That's so bizarre, and that's actually very out of character for you.
So
Carla,
you're
Carla on B96.
And because of that, like, not even in, like, a hype myself up kind of way, I hate feeling that small.
Yeah.
Like, I hate feeling that unconfident and weird, and I know I'm sweating.
You know what? I think this serves as a good reminder for everybody that, like, everybody has those moments where you feel a little bit, you know, shy and clammy and like, why do I not feel right in this moment?
Why do I feel 12?
A little anxious. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so unconfident, so uncomfortable. Like I could cry because of how uncomfortable I am.
Okay. You're going to have to do some sort of exercise to put yourself out there and get comfortable. You know what?
But I'm comfortable everywhere else. I'm just uncomfortable there because, like, I feel, like, judged.
Yeah. I'll give you some advice that's terrible. I was once very nervous because I had to entertain a crowd for an hour. I thought, like, I don't know how I'm going to entertain this crowd for an hour. There's not going to be any music or anything. And so my friend said, get wasted.
Oh.
And I did on Jaeger bombs. And then it turned out I was just had to be there an hour before the thing started. There wasn't even a crowd there to have to entertain.
So you're just drunk sitting there?
By myself. This is a long time ago. Anyway, my advice to you is, have a couple drinks before you go and then be like all loosey-goosey and
have
be like,
a couple
hey.
Drinks before running 5 miles.
No, I didn't consider that.
Yeah, that sounds crazy. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but yeah, I hate feeling.
So Carla is in like a run that. Club, and she's considering quitting.
I'm in multiple, and I feel that way at every single one. So this isn't like a specific.
Yeah, so she's considering quitting because she feels so uncomfortable, and I think it's that you feel intimidated because all these people are runners, and you feel like you're not one, except that you are one.
I'm a fraud.
You've run a half marathon before.
So?
Yeah. And you run like a half marathon every week. Not in one day, but you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel.
You're fidgeting.
I am. So yeah, what am I doing?
Yeah, why are you so nervous?
I hate it. I literally hate how I feel.
Yeah.
I haven't felt that way literally since I was in middle school. I don't understand.
Yeah.
What it is.
You're going to have to, I think, do some real work on this and be very mindful before you go. Think about some conversation starters with people, something. Mm-hmm. But whatever the case, you can't quit.
Because I already signed up.
You already signed up. You're going to do a half marathon in like a month.
And then I could quit?
No, you can't. Just go run, Forrest. Run. All right?
Okay.
All right.
I don't recognize this version of myself.
All right. Shy Carla. Smoking Carla Mornings on B96.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.